Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the On The Box podcast, a television show podcast on the Anfield Index podcast channel. Something we haven't done on The Box is for the first time we're going to cover a comic book type show. We're going to cover The Punisher. Now, as you know, we used to have an AI comic pod, but we don't anymore. So all the best to Stu and to Rory with Let's Talk. And also, congratulations to Stu on the birth of his daughter. So, having said that, it means it's free reign. Free reign, Mr. Connors. Joey, we can talk about anything we want now, brother.
Yeah, man, this is my MO.
So as you know, it's a bunged up Joseph Connors, our comic guru. If I ever want to know anything about comics or real storylines, as in stuff that's not on TV, so the real stuff, I go to Joey. That's what I do. I learn everything about Spider-Man from Joey.
Too kind. My son is named after Spider-Man. That's how much of a
Parker.
Comic
little
guy
cutie.
I am.
He's so cute as well. Cutie Parker.
Yeah, he's a little monster.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
He looks so innocent in the pictures on Facebook, brother.
Oh, bro, if you could be at my house for one day, you'd run out screaming.
Mama's boy, right?
Yeah, he's a mama's boy, and it just makes it difficult around the house. That's all.
Very cute. Very cute. That's what they're supposed to do, mate, at that age. And
yes, sir.
And returning for his second show on The Box, unbelievably, it's independent filmmaker, award-winning, I should add, Mr. Iqbal Muhammad. Iqbal, how are you doing, buddy? You're back again.
I'm back again. I never thought you'd get me back on, but must have had a good first show then.
Yeah, it was good. We enjoyed it. And I think Joey will listen to that once he's finished you. I think he's going to start watching you. So,
We are tonight.
Yeah, so he's going to start watching that. I'm sure he'll listen to the pod straight after. But today we're talking about The Punisher. I know both of you enjoyed this show. We were supposed to get Cuzzy on, Joseph Cousins. Everybody on AI knows who Cuzzy is. Nina Kaza show, Stalwart. Unfortunately, he couldn't make Sunday, and today, and that's why we've got Iqbal in. So thank you, Iqbal, for coming in so late, so short notice. But I also know, because we spoke after you, that you enjoyed this show, so kind of fit perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So there's no point in really having any, like, non-spoiler section. Joey, you know we do this, where we have a non-spoiler section and all that. There's no point, because really, if you haven't seen all of the other Marvel shows or season one of The Punisher, then you're really not going to be listening to this. So everybody that's listening has either seen this or knows everything about The Punisher or is going to be watching this show, or most likely has already. And I think the only thing we should do is maybe set it up from where it left off. And I think that's when Russo is obviously in custody, is in hospital, and what's his name's been pardoned, hasn't he? Frank Castle's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joey? That's about right, isn't he? He's been Madani and everybody, they've done him a deal and he's gone.
Yeah, I wanted to jump into some comic stuff right away, if you guys don't mind.
No, go for it, man.
So, Billy Russo in the comics, obviously in the comics, things are drawn differently, you can do more. They're on in ink and paper is very different. But I will say, if your face is bashed into a carousel glass about 40 times, this was one of the big problems I had with it. Ben Barnes is a handsome man. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm okay with that. He's a handsome man. He plays Billy Russo. Your face would look 100 times worse than that. So that was one of my first big
Mate,
problems.
I wanted to talk about this. I was going to do it when we got to him, but you know what?
Very annoying.
The thing with him was, you know, when they had the mask on, right? I was
Yeah.
actually more intrigued with the mask, having the mask on.
Me
I thought he looked
too.
much more imposing with the mask on. And I
Yes.
thought, you know what? When they do make the reveal, it's going to be just a red face because
And it
it's,
was,
it was
yeah.
normal. It was
And that's
like
what I,
someone on
yeah.
Twitter said, it was like a cat had a fight with him.
Yeah, it was really, really disappointing. I looked at it and I'm like, he's still a handsome bastard.
Yeah,
That's,
and
there's no
that's
way
not
that's possible.
should no, it shouldn't be the case. And I know it's
And
nitpicking, but
no,
it's a
it's not
flaw.
though. If you know the comic book, if you know he's not like a little character. He's a big villain for Punisher. So in the comic book, he looks like his face is put back together. Like that's why he's called Jigsaw.
Yeah, makes
That's
sense.
what it looks like, a jigsaw puzzle. His face is that banged
And
up,
it didn't look
and
like a jigsaw.
I'm looking at him the whole time and I'm going, this guy's still handsome than more handsome than 95% of the men on the face of the earth, and he
Yeah.
just had his face bashed into
And
just glass repeatedly.
I just thought it felt like, you know, when Kylo Ren takes off the mask, the helmet,
Yes,
and you
yes.
just see Kylo Ren's face and you go, it was like
Yeah.
that. It was a moment like that. Normally you think, fucking hell, this guy looks imposing in Star Wars. And then all of a sudden he takes the
Right.
helmet off and you go, right, that's a big letdown. It
It
was
really was
exactly like that.
for a Netflix Marvel show. I expected more, and that was one of the first comic book things that stuck out to me. And I'm like, really? That's the best you can do? And give him a couple scars, and he's still incredibly. I know I'm not the only one. Obviously, you guys seem like you have an issue with it too. But like you said, the reveal was like, really? That's
Yeah,
it?
I'll go take one in a minute with this, but I thought when they've done villains like Fisk and when they did Bullseye, you know, when they did imposing villains like that in Daredevil 3, you fucking fear them. Like, I feared, I was like, shit, he's here. And if he's here, that means the hero's in trouble because they showed him that strong. I never got the feeling with Jigsaw like that. I thought that's where I mean, we've gone straight into this with Ben Barnes and never got the feeling of him being that imposing. Sorry, Iqbal. Did you have a point on the way he looked?
Yeah, I mean, like yourselves, I was slightly disappointed because, I mean, the reveal was disappointing. However, I've got to come from the independent film sort of perspective. I know this is Marvel. I know it's a big budget, but I'm not sure how long this actually took to make. If any of you've got any idea of that, then obviously you can help me,
There
but.
is a history of Marvel rushing the TV shows through a very,
All the
very
time.
quick, very quick shooting period. Like, I think Iron Fist was done in weeks. I mean, that's why the quality of it was lower, Iron Fist, but I
Well,
have
then
a
again,
feeling they would have done the same with this because of the Disney stuff.
well, if that's the case, then
Trying to get it out.
they have no excuse. But I'm thinking of hair and makeup and the consistency and everything with the makeup, especially giving him a few scars are much more easier to kind of cover up and do really when we're talking about makeup department. But I'm not sure. I would have gone all out on his costume and makeup and everything. I would have actually given him a face that you were actually scared of, but I wasn't.
You know what? I've just had a read of it, and it was started in mid-July, and they wrapped it up in August of
Yeah, wow.
2018.
Yeah, no
Dude,
excuse. Fast.
they only just did it last, you know, and they couldn't even spend no money on CGI for his face either in that time. It's just
No,
not gonna.
that's not enough.
Because
And
remember,
I
I mean,
think they.
Avengers was filmed a year ago, Endgame. It's taken
Well, that's
this
a
long to do all the Thanos shit.
And I had some problem. I mean, the movie was great, but even Thanos is like virtually impossible to do that on film, and they did the best they could, but I was a little disappointed with that. Most would probably say no, but if you look at him in the comic book and you look at him on screen, it's like I said, it's virtually impossible to probably do that. Iqbal would know more than me because he's involved in movie
Filmmaking,
making,
yeah.
and I don't know anything about it. But yeah, I just it was that is a short period of time, but it was just you couldn't do any better like
Yeah.
that. They almost took it like be scared of him more, not for his face, but because of his psychological
disorders.
Like he could pop off.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, like he could pop off so quickly.
Yeah, in every episode, I think he was just shouting all the way through every episode. And I thought.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, he's just lost his mind. He really has lost his mind. And I think that's. I think it kind of it started off with us being scared of what his face looked like. But then we ended up being scared of his personality at the end.
I was more worried he was going to kill the psychiatrist like any second, any time he was with her.
Yeah.
Even when he was in love with her, I just thought, she's going to die now.
Yeah.
She's going to die now.
She's as
die
crazy
now.
As him.
She's, oh my God, we'll get into her. We'll
she
get
played
into
that part very well.
She did. She did. I liked her, actually. She was one of the plus points of the show. But let's get back into Frank. And obviously, he starts off, where were we in Iowa, was he? Is it? Where did we start in Iowa?
Iowa, I think it was Iowa. Yeah,
and I really enjoyed the first three episodes when he was there.
Lovely.
I absolutely out of New York. I don't know why, but I loved him out of New York.
Which was really weird, by the way. But I understand it's a movie, but it's very weird to have Frank Castle out of New York City.
Yeah, because it's in the comics, it's just pure.
Never happened.
Never. Oh wow, he never left
never.
At all.
No, maybe on like a one-off, like a one-shot deal, one arc. But no, he's based in New York City. But I do like, again, it's a TV show, so you can do whatever you want with it. I did like the angle. But go ahead, Gak. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's good. It's good. See, something I haven't read the comics, so knowing that would I have an appreciation of it. Like, as in, oh, okay, brilliant. He never went out, so they've taken him out. Yeah, it's not the norm, but I thought they did it well. The scenes. And you get the big scene immediately, really, at the start in the first episode, Iqbal. The action starts and you think, oh my God, this season is going to be insane. Cause the scene inside the toilet is fucking brilliant.
Well, do you know, believe it or not, the first half of that is extremely slow, but it's gripping.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about it, but it just, we saw a different side to Frank Castle. I think than we did in the first season, especially when he had his love interest in that first 20-25 minutes. But yeah, it just that first fight scene is just absolutely crazy. But if you remember, the pilot for season one was exactly the same. It started off slow, and then it just got you right at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought. Because obviously we've seen Daredevil and you see the fight scenes and it blows your mind. Then you see Punisher in Daredevil. And then you see Punisher on its own and you just think, right, how are they going to top it? And then this starts and it's decent. It's a good start, I thought. And to open up, they pull out the knives, don't they? Cause they can't. And I loved it when he takes his belt off and she just goes to him, you dumb shit.
And but the funny thing is that's how. You, if you were trained in hand-to-hand combat, that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah, you want to cover some part of your arm because that's what you block with.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm trained in Krav Maga, which you guys may or not have heard of.
I haven't.
Have you heard of that?
No.
No.
Okay, so it's Israeli. Like, they teach Israeli forces how to do it. So it's one of the first things they tell you is cover your hands if you're in a knife fight. Because that's what you're going to have to block with something. You have to cover it with something. But, you know, the fight scenes in there are amazing. They look so real. Now, some of it is a little, and we'll get to it, the weight scene where he's getting hit in the face with a weight. Like, that's kind of.
Oh, my God.
If you got hit in the face with a plate like that.
You're gone in one shot.
You're either knocked out or you're dead. It would break your neck. But I understand it's a show and it was good. But, yeah, it was really cool. But the thing people need to understand about Punisher. And again, I don't want to nitpick because I really enjoyed the show. I think when Gags and you and Cuzzy were talking, I gave it an 8 of 10, out of 10, excuse me. And one of the reasons why is like the Punisher doesn't see the world like you and I do. Like he sees the world, everything is just black and white terms.
Yeah.
And Frank solves his problems just by doing one thing. Like everything is finale. Yeah, it's finality. It's finality. Whatever that finality is to him, and 9 times out of 10 it's murder. That's what it is. So the thing with the girl that was with him the whole time, the young girl, I believe, I can't remember her name, but at the
Amy.
Moment, Amy. Thank you. That to me was a little like hokey, and I know why they did it because it reminded him of like that could be his teenage daughter at that time. Mm. So I understand that part, but Frank Castle would never. Ever in a million years do something like that. like the chivalry part, that's not Frank Castle.
Yeah.
That's not who he is. He knows that Punisher knows that he's a man who's going to die at some point in his life. But the big picture, there is no big picture of him. It's basically his actions will go count for nothing, but he pursues this because that's what he thinks he was chosen to do, which is just pure vengeance all the time. The sticking up part was kind of like, that's kind of cringy for me because of all the comic book reading I've ever done. But I understand, like, I appreciate, I don't know who the director was. I don't know who any of those guys were because I don't really, guys, you know me, I don't pay attention much to that stuff. Mm. I don't know who directed any of the episodes. The writing was pretty good, but it's just like that's not Frank Castle. He would never in a million years get involved in something like that because he saw a girl getting pushed around.
I mean that's the tricky part with, you know, with TV shows though. You have to give the protagonist a little more substance.
Yes,
I mean, if we just see him going around killing people, it gets kind of boring after a while.
It does. You're right. I think that's absolutely right.
It doesn't in a comic at all. That it won't get boring in a comic, but like you're saying about it would on a TV show. They've got to show something, and obviously he kind of gets a love interest. Well, not a love interest for him. He's not in love. He's just having a shag. Let's put it straight. You know, he pulls.
But he does have feelings for her. He does, because he opens up.
He tells Curtis about her.
He opens up to her too. He tells her name in the end. Pete. It was Pete first, and I thought, whoa, sneaky Pete's happening here. And then he tells her that his real name's Frank. And poor thing, she even tries to help him, but you know, it kind of backfires. Like literally, backfires.
A little bit. Yeah, backfires a little bit.
Did any of you think he was actually going? The last scene was going to be in Ohio. He's going to go back.
I did think that they might. Yeah,
I thought about it. Yeah, I did think about it as well. But again, that goes away from everything that he is.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that, I'm only going to be a little bit critical because, like you were saying, you know, there has to be substance to the character. It can't be just, you know, shoot 'em up scenes, and it's like, oh, okay, this is comic books, but
Joey,
this is not what
just,
you do on.
Just to cover up, like, what you did at the end. I know we're skipping loads of the middle bit, but you know, like, how he goes and kills everyone at the end and gets those gangs together. Isn't that then the same thing as what he's really done at the start? Because he's not involved in that. He's not involved in that. He's just gone and said, right, I'm going to get involved because I want to clear the city of all dirt, you know, of all.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much doing the same thing.
But that's why he's so criticized in comic book circles, because it's like, you guys know Josh Whedon, right?
Mm.
So Josh Whedon, a long time ago, when that character was, I mean, that character came out in 1974 and first appearance was in The Amazing Spider-Man, which you guys probably know.
Mm.
But yeah, he was criticized for being a coward because of that reason, because it's not just, you know, there's a difference between being vengeance on people who killed you, but he takes everything 100 steps further. It's like, let me just keep killing people. Even if you're associated and didn't do anything, you're going to die. Like, is that chivalry? Is that you're just a tough guy? Or is that cowardice? I think it's a valid question.
I actually think it's fucking mental. It's a problem in your head.
But that's the thing. Yeah. But that's, they do that in the, that's, you brought up a perfect story arc in this. Because Krista tries to tell Billy, what's the difference between you and Frank? There is none. That's the whole point of it. But there is. But if you there's blurred lines there so much that you could see why she said that to him, and you could see why Billy is like, yeah, you're right. There is no difference between us because they're both psycho, but they just kind of go about it different ways. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Iqbal, the whole thing with Frank in this is, obviously, he realizes Russo's. Well, we've got two problems here. We've got the Amy problem, and then we've got Russo. So there's two kind of arcs where, you know, he's gonna come to a head with either Pilgrim, and we'll cover him in a minute, or he's gonna come to a head with Russo, and they're linked in different ways. Russo from season one, Amy and the Pilgrim stuff in this season. Yeah. So that's the whole thing with the photos and everything. It's all in there. Now, if you go by Frank Castle's journey then in this show, Iqbal, I think the start's great. I think it's all really good. I think he gets what's the next bit for him? He's protecting her, but then he's looking for people And then he obviously Curtis is by him the whole time in this. Yeah. So that becomes kind of a little team. But then he's
such a great character, by the way.
Oh,
such,
yeah.
Oh, such a great character and a good friend. Yeah. That's the best kind of friend you could ever want.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he gets arrested as well in this.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
And so I thought there was plenty going on, but one of the big problems I had, but I got lost in the middle of this show.
Right. It was a little all over the place. And that's because I believe like the writers tried to do something more imaginative, because I think from the first season, it was very, very linear. We understood what he needed, what his end goal was, right? He needs to get Billy Russo, right? Because he killed his wife and kids. But obviously, in this one, I don't think he's bothered about Billy Russo. I don't think he's bothered at the beginning.
I think that's a great point. You're right.
Yeah, he's not bothered at all until episode 6 or 7, when he's getting in the way of things.
And but Donnie brings him into it. She wants him to take care of him.
Exactly. So I know what you mean, but I think if it would have been easier for you, I mean, would have just given him, we should have just killed Billy Russo off at the end of season one and then just had this one, would have been much easier to understand.
I think it would have given us more of an insight into Pilgrim as well, and it would have given us a chance to see Pilgrim kill a lot more people because he was a villain, proper villain, real good villain.
I loved it.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
The acting especially was fantastic.
Yeah, he was one to fear. You know, one to be. But before we get there was one episode which I loved, and it reminded me. I don't know if either of you have seen Banshee. Have you seen Banshee, the TV show?
I've heard of it. I've never seen
it. Oh my god! No. Right, Banshee. There was an episode in Banshee in a police station where they are trapped. The police officers are trapped, and they've got to fight out. And it's just nuts. And there is an episode in Punisher, very very similar. And it was 3 or 4. I don't know which one, but
yeah,
it was. Yeah, yeah. I loved it. I loved that one.
Pilgrim's in the woods with all his buddies.
Yeah, I just thought, how good was that? And just the way he goes out, and again, he's got his stuff on his arm. He's got that. He puts the tape. Was it the tape he put on his arm?
He hurt his hand, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then he puts the gun on top of it to shoot everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he put the tape on so you couldn't see him at night because you could see the white in the dark. So he taped it up, and then he's like leaning the gun on his broken hand.
Unbelievable. Honestly, like, I just thought, guys, and I want to get your thoughts on it, Iqbal, as well, first. I thought that was one of the, for me, I loved that scene, probably because I've enjoyed something else similar, but the difference was in this one, the Punisher went and cleaned the fucking lot up. In Banshee, they couldn't do nothing, they got battered, but in this one, he just went outside and went, right, fuck you all, I'm taking you all out, one by one. And it was brilliant.
I think what adds to that is it's like the bad guy turns good in a sense where he makes the officers actually believe he's a good guy, really. And I think that's what adds to it. But I mean, the action was fantastic. It's shooting everyone. And I think we didn't even see much, to be honest. It was just flash.
Just people flying. Just people, yeah. Heads, like drops coming out of their heads. That's it. Because it was pitch black, but it was effective. It was really effective. And also, I love the sheriff, Joey. The sheriff,
yeah,
that was
awesome.
And the other guys, you know, the other police officers, one that was a coward. The woman was fine. And then the other guy who got shot, he was so brave. I just thought the whole little bit of that, what they built, was very, very nice. And it would probably, but like you said, it was in New York, so it was always going to go back to New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's where it belongs. But it was funny. My favorite part of that episode is just watching their faces, why all they see in the woods is just gunshots going off.
Yeah.
And they're just like, cheering. Who the hell is this guy?
But they were cheering in the air with it. Yeah, take that.
Oh, yeah.
After and not trusting him.
Madani drops down in her helicopter, and the sheriff comes out, and he's just like, yeah, you're good to go. Like, you saved my life, essentially. Like, thank you. I think, was that number two? Was that Fight or Flight? I can't remember.
Two or three, I'm sure.
I know it was early on.
It was early on, yeah.
Because it was after, I think it was Fight or Flight, because it was right after the bar scene, essentially. They were running.
I've got the list up here. I think it's number three, Trouble the Water.
Oh, Trouble the Water. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. No, you're right. Yeah, it is Trouble the Water. You're right.
Yeah. I thought it was a very good episode. That's probably my favorite, but I'm crazy like that. I like certain things. I like backs against the wall stuff. I absolutely love stuff like that. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, One Eye Jack's episode 5 was awesome too. And I know that was in the middle, but that's the one with the Russian gym fight.
Oh, so. Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Bloody hell. Just walks in. Yeah, I'm here. Right then.
Yep. Like he just get this like, I got the biggest dick in the room. Let's kick somebody's ass. Doesn't care. He's getting hit by weights in the head. And again, I know we talked about it earlier. Like that, it's like watching Rocky. It's like you can't possibly get punched in the head that many times and not die or have some serious trauma. But I mean, the guy. That's what the guy is. He's a natural born killer. That's what he is.
The thing is, though, he got beaten up quite a lot this season, didn't he?
He did.
Towards the end, it's disgusting to watch.
It was like three or four different times where his face was just, I think his face all the way through this season was bruised. I don't think he had a full scene where he had nothing on his face.
That's just the last scene. And also, he was more beat up than Russo, which is like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
it was kind of that's another like comic book thing where I'm just like, come on. But I know they had to do it, so I don't want to sound like I'm coming off as complaining about it. But you know, Russo dying, getting shot at the end was just, it's hilarious because he's like about to have a conversation with Frank and he just puts two bullets in him and it's like, oh, it's great.
Yeah, that's
he's how he's not interested, not even interested in talking. He's like, just shut the fuck up and just pops two more in him after he's already got three in him from Adani.
Yeah, so. That was good. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about Frank Castles and obviously the whole thing. Iqbal, is there anything else on Frank and his journey really that you want to talk about or you want to cover before we go into Russo?
I just thought we saw a new side to Frank Castle, a sensitive side, somebody who's quite caring. I don't think we've seen that before, but like Joey says, that's not Frank Castle. So I think the writers are trying something new. Maybe they'll try something new in the next season as well. Who knows? But that was all my take on Frank Castle this season.
If there is a season, we'll see. I have my own theories. We'll cover them at the end. Joey, yourself on Frank?
A lot of it is kind of it's not him. But I do appreciate people taking different, like I appreciate people, writers taking chances on things because, you know, hardcore comic book fans look at that and they'll stick their noses up and go like, this is ridiculous. This guy's protecting a kid. Mm. He's, you know, he's showing a soft side. This guy in, you know, he's been around since 1974, has never shown a soft side ever. And
see, that's the good thing about having you on. We wouldn't know this. Myself and Iqbal wouldn't know this. We just wouldn't.
Yeah, he's a killing machine.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, he's not like a killing machine like Bucky Barnes is. Like he's brainwashed. He's just got that vengeance. There's not a lot of depth to Frank Castle. You know, it's just I am who I am. That's it. Yeah, because if you don't, like, it's going to be tough to have a season 3 without changing up everything. And it's going to be strange. Because, like, you know, Russo's dead, which, Iqbal, I agree with you. He should have been dead in the first one. Yeah. They should have got rid of that and focused on the Pilgrim would more than made up for that.
Yeah.
Should have been killed off in the first one. But I don't know what they're going to do with a season 3. And I know we'll probably get to that, like you said, Gags, at the end. But, I mean, I certainly liked it. I liked his journey. But the soft side of him was just kind of like, okay, it's kind of neat to see that. But it would never happen.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, let's go to Billy Russo then, because obviously he is the second main character in this, and I think we've covered a lot of what we found that was wrong with the appearance of Russo, Joey. But yeah. So we've covered that bit off. So Iqbal, from your point of view, we've also said that we thought he should have died, and that even though you've. We've covered that, but what is there anything else you wanted to say about him and the performance really of Ben Barnes and maybe even the storyline that he did have?
Ben Barnes was great. I thought he played his part really well. Trying to regain your memory and then getting flashbacks and then getting told that you killed his wife. It's like, all right, I think we're just going back and forth. I think just got on with it. I just wanted to see a little more arc in his character. I wanted it to be a little more, a little punchier, a bit quicker. I mean, what were we focusing on? Were we focusing on his relationship or the fact that he was trying to get back at Frank Castle? And we didn't really know. I mean, towards the end, he was trying to get away with her, wasn't he? With Chris.
Yeah, he wanted to. They were gonna leave.
That's not Billy Russo, is it?
No.
I thought to myself, well, surely he's just a killer like Frank.
He's a ruthless killer. He is a ruthless. Absolutely. From season one, what did you learn? The guy's got no morals.
Zero. And no conscience whatsoever.
Nothing.
Killed his best friend's family. So some and the fun. I just got the feeling that, and then again, it's another. I know the writers have to do different things because you don't want to just be vanilla and follow, what the every comic book says or what people think you're gonna do. But it was almost like they wanted you to feel sorry for him. And I don't want to feel sorry for a guy that did all that. I would never, and he's got this crazy, Krista, who was her backstory's fucked up too, but it's just like, like it again, he should have been dealt with, like, if you're going to keep him on, he should have been dealt with, like, midway through the season.
To focus on
If
the
you're going to
other guy.
have, well, if you're going to have 13 episodes, which, again, I think is too long, but if you're going to do that, focus on Pilgrim for a lot of it, because the scene where he, like, Frank essentially is like, they're using you. And he finally gets through to him, and I love how he got his kids back for him, and then he whacks the other two, which is just, it's great. I mean, that's what they should have did, in my opinion. I don't think
Did you not
Billy's hanging on
feel,
for no reason.
did I, both of you, I mean, Iqbal, did you not feel like Pilgrim was pushed at the start of it and then phased out and then Russo come in?
He was lost in the middle. I was like, oh, we've not
Yeah,
seen
he
Pilgrim
was.
for a
And
while.
that bored me a little because I thought, when they actually had the face off him and Russo in the middle when they're shooting at each other with the cops around. And I just thought, he goes back to Krista, doesn't he, Iqbal? And he says, why was he shooting at me? We don't need to see any of that shit. Like that, we know you've
It's
had,
filler.
it's so much filler. We know that you're having mental issues. We know that. You've got a psychiatrist that you're falling in love with. We know this. We don't need to. It was like a whole three episodes too much. Would you agree?
They could have cut it in a couple of scenes, like maybe they're in bed at night and he's telling her about something and then it goes to the next scene. We don't need another 10, 15, 20 minutes of a conversation on why you can't remember things. And I think that's why, going back to my original point, where he should have just been killed off at the beginning, or just all out action from episode one, where he's actually trying to get out Frank, but it's pretty slow in the middle. I would have loved to see more Pilgrim. I think he performed so well in that, who was it? Josh Stewart, was it the actor? Absolutely fantastic. And I just wanted to see more of him because he was scary. He was
He
actually
was
scary.
scary.
We'll go to him next, Iqbal, and I'll come to you first when we speak about him. But this guy, Russo, the story arc of Krista then with him, I thought the only good bit was towards the end, Joey, where they make him kill the three women. Well, they make it look like he killed the three women.
He sets it up and then he psychologically gets in Frank's mind real quick
Because of her,
until
she does it to him. She oh wow.
It's what she told him. She said that, what did she tell Frank, or what did she tell Russo?
She
Do you guys
goes,
remember
make him like you,
that?
make him as bad as you. He's got one over you. He thinks he's a better man than you.
That's right,
Yeah,
exactly.
because he doesn't kill
And
women
it's
and children.
yep.
Yeah, we didn't know that, did we, until the last scene where we actually hear the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
yeah,
we
yeah, yeah.
actually
Yep.
think
That
actually
was a nice
think
twist.
yeah,
It
that
was. Because we knew Frank wasn't going to do that. Like, I
No.
mean, it was just, he couldn't remember because they were doing, like, the whole flashing lights. Essentially, what the Billy's dreams were happening to Frank with the when they were slashing him. Remember when the guys
Oh
were
my
coming at
God,
him?
that was a scene.
Yeah, that was
Oof.
like hurting my eyes. I was like, I'm gonna have a seizure if you don't stop putting those lights on and off. But
I
it
felt
was well
sick
done.
though. It was, he got battered in that. That was
He got his
awful.
ass kicked.
Jesus Christ, I just thought
And
that
that's
was
the other thing. If you
evil.
had Frank Castle in that position, you kill him. You don't
Yeah.
let him walk away. You kill him. And Billy Russo, Jigsaw would never do that in a comic book. He would never walk away. He would kill him in 3 seconds. He wouldn't tell his cronies to be like, "You guys just take care of him, let him torture him, then kill him," because he knows Frank's gonna end up killing him. Because
no, but that
his
was
goal to
no, but no, no, no. But
that was a setup, though.
That was a setup, though. He actually he was like lambs to slaughter. Those guys he knew would die.
Oh yeah,
because,
yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. The next scene.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got
so
you.
He was.
You get me?
Fought.
Yeah. He knew that he would fight out just so they could get the psychological edge afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Very clever. Very clever. That was the whole clever bit. So he beats the shit out of him, gets him beaten up really bad to make him angry, and then makes him think that he's killed the three women as well.
Yeah.
Breaks
and it almost worked until Madani and what's her face from Daredevil, the lawyer, the attorney, figured it out.
Yeah.
Are we not going to cover the actual, is it the coroner in this with the shoes?
Go for it.
Oh my God. He's a strange bird, that guy.
Gosh. I was like, do you know when he walked out with them shoes? I was like, did I see that right? I was like, and I was just thinking, oh, that's what he wanted. Right. Okay. Fine. Fair enough.
Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. Yeah. He's a weirdo. That like, he's wearing high heels. Like, what is going on? So.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Yeah. Karen Page, you were talking about, sorry, from
Karen
Daredevil.
Page.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very good. She's
see,
very good.
I don't watch Daredevil. I know people love it, but I was never a Daredevil fan, so I didn't watch any of
it. I think, Joey, if you go back and watch season 1, 2, 3 now, I think you will enjoy it.
People tell me it all the time, and I've actually tried, and I can't get into the character because I think he's corny.
Oh, do you? Okay. I think it gets better, though, as it goes on. And I
oh,
think
yeah, people
season,
told me it's
season, awesome. Season 2 with Frank Castle is fucking unreal, honestly.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and The Hand is just so good. So good. But yeah, if you do get a chance to give it a whirl and just stick with it, I think you'll enjoy it. It still for me is the number one out of the four or five that they've been making. But,
oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. Still number one for me. I even enjoyed because Fisk is just brilliant. Joey.
Yeah, he's
you fucking
brutal
love him.
Villain.
And you love him. He's brutal in the shows. He's fucking brutal. And the actor, the casting is, just top notch. If you think Frank Castle's top notch as a casting, Fisk is casted so well. So well.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. And like we've been talking about, if the villain is good, if the villain is believable.
Yeah.
And in season 3, Bullseye is believable, Joey.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
shit yourself. And I think let's go to the villain then, because I think we've covered the main stuff off with Russo. Iqbal, you wanted to talk about Pilgrim. It's believably maniacal.
I think that, I mean, the reason I love this guy is because he had hardly any dialogue in this. If you think about what he did, he just had that face. And in every other film that he's done, I mean, he's not played anyone like this as Josh Stewart. So the transformation, I thought, is that actually him? And it is him. So it's like, I was like, wow, this is absolutely crazy. And I think the fact that he doesn't say much scares you even more and is the complete opposite to Billy Russo. Like, you kind of like, yeah, okay, it's Billy Russo, but Pilgrim is very, he was very mysterious. And I think that's what gave him that edge over everyone else, in my opinion. You didn't know what you was getting with him. Like, I didn't even know he could fight until, what was it,
episode oh my God.
7 or 8? Like,
Jesus.
And that was an amazing scene because it wasn't linear, it was going back and forth.
Yes.
He was dealing with his injuries, and then it went back to how he got that injury, and then it...
You probably appreciated that more as a filmmaker.
I absolutely loved it because it was non-linear. He kept coming back and forth, and that's fantastic writing, that's fantastic editing. You know, but mainly writing, because that gets done in the writer's room. And I think that was great.
Yeah, I mean, did you enjoy that scene as well, Jay? The fight scenes with him, I thought they were fantastic as well. But it also puts across how dangerous he was.
Yeah, he was. I mean, the funny thing is when a guy's like that tough, and he's just like quoting Bible verses, and like it's and then you find that finding out his backstory was really, really cool. How he was. I guess he was a gangster, and then he just stole their money. What was it, $12 million? I think it was.
Yeah, he owed him money.
And then, yeah, he owed him money, and then he was. I mean, he really was a scary character, and I liked it because he's not a comic book character. He was written in brand new. I liked that a lot about it. But you know, he really was scary, and I think we've said it already, but they should have focused more on him as opposed to Russo, and I think it would have been a much better, and I liked it. I liked, like I said, an 8 out of 10, but it could have been a 10 out of 10 if they focused more on him. But yeah, like what Frank did for him was really, really cool. Like, I mean, again, I don't know if Frank would really do that in real life, but you know, saving his sons, and then when he just shoots that lady in the back of the head, like he's so nonchalant about killing people, it just cracks me up.
Yeah, she was gonna kill her though with a knife.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
Because
she was.
obviously Amy's not a killer. Amy killed one person
No.
accidentally, but that was it. You know, she's not a killer, and that woman was gonna stab her. It was.
Yeah, I gotta say, she, I don't know about for you guys, but sorry to skip from Pilgrim, but Amy was, for me, was just really annoying
Everybody thought that.
throughout.
I think that I spoke
And
to.
I didn't want it, I didn't want her to be annoying because I know she was such a big part of it, and it kept willing Castle on to just kill, 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 and get where he needed to get to. But such an annoying character in general. Maybe because she's a teenager or was trying to play a teenager. I don't know what it was, but she had the pictures. I get that. That's why they were going after her. But I think they just could have, the casting could have been better for that, or I guess you have to put that in the storyline. I don't know, Iqbal, you could probably speak
Yeah,
more to that.
one thing I didn't understand was why he was so close to her towards, and I think
Exactly.
that's the one thing I didn't understand. And I thought there has to be something, she has to remind him of someone. And I don't think they covered that in this. And it would have been nice to have understood the connection between them rather than, oh, it's just a kid who's gonna get beaten up in a toilet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's what it was. That's what
that's
you had.
perfect. A
He's
kid that was
right.
gonna get
That's
beaten up in a toilet. She was.
yeah.
That was literally it. That
So
was it.
there was no backstory. There was no like explanation of, unless I missed it, No.
of him talking about his
No, she just
daughter. Nothing.
she well that was the connection, if you know Frank's backstory. His family was killed, he had,
Yeah,
so
but he
that,
didn't say that, did he?
no,
Once.
they never said it, so they assumed the audience was going to make the connection that his daughter, who was murdered, was probably this girl's age at that same time. So he probably, in his head, was like, if anything happened to my daughter or anybody tried to do that to my daughter, I would protect her. But you're right, they never actually, that was never explained. And you had 13 episodes to explain it. They never did. But I don't know, I just, her character was really annoying. She happens to be at the bar he's at to see the girl who he clearly had feelings for, which we talked about earlier. And then he goes right back into Punisher mode because he was trying to get out of that. He was doing his best to not be in that. And then he realized that I can't be a regular civilian after all I've done. I can't. It's impossible. I am who I am.
Yeah,
I totally agree. It's impossible to go back to normal life, isn't it, after that? But
Yeah, he's not going to be a civilian.
the Pilgrim, anything else on John Pilgrim, sorry, anything else on him, guys, before we move on?
I've mentioned everything. I think he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thought Stewart did a great job.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was probably behind Frank, or Joe, was it John Bernthal? Is that his name? I think behind him, he was probably the, I think it was the best actor in the show. I thought he was just,
Oh, he is.
it's,
He's very
and
talented.
Iqbal said, you said the perfect thing earlier. He didn't have a lot of dialogue. That is hard to act when you don't have a lot of dialogue.
When you just saw everything in it. He didn't need it because you just saw everything through his eyes.
Yeah,
He
that's
showed
what people
expressions
said.
are facial expressions in the forest as well, stuff like that. He just menacing. He looked menacing all the
He did
time,
it. With that
all the
hat,
time.
dressed
Oh,
as a priest.
my
Yeah,
God, that scares me. That's
it
one of
does.
those, you know what it reminds me of? You remember Poltergeist, where that guy, the priest, part
Oh,
two,
yeah.
he scares me. That guy used to scare me in my dreams and my nightmares. So, like, whenever I see a menacing kind of priest guy, I always think of him. It's There should be no connection, but I just think scary people. So that's the connection I make. I think, okay, right, now this is freaky now. I don't like him. But I think one person who was trying to go after two people, Pilgrim and Madani. Obviously, Pilgrim. Oh, actually, no. Exactly. Madani was just going after Russo, actually, wasn't she? She didn't even know
Yes.
about Pilgrim. They arrested him. But Madani, let's talk about her because obviously she is one of the main characters as well in this show. The whole way through, she is at the start, very annoying, I thought, trying to just, like, you know, she's just trying to get involved in the Russo case, and she all the time. And
obsessed with it.
Obsessed with it. Because she was dating him, right?
Yeah, well, they had sex, and then she shot her in the head. So, yeah.
That's going to leave its mark.
Yeah, it's going to leave some scars on your dating history. So, I mean, she was pretty wound up. She wanted, remember, she visited him every single day in that hospital. She was there all the time. That's obsession. Yeah. She didn't realize that, you know, he really didn't. He lost his memory. She thought he was lying.
Was she waiting for him to die, or was she just wanting him to make a recovery? Because, see, I think she wanted to kill him. Rather than what? Because I think she wanted him to come back to life, remember what he'd done,
yes,
so she could kill him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Those are my thoughts. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with it. Because that's why there's no other reason why you'd go and check on somebody literally every single day who you're not related to in the hospital unless you had a really, really high interest in their outcome.
Yeah.
So and she never believed them. He didn't remember anything until it was brought back. You know, all the pictures of the skulls he was drawing in that book.
Mm.
You know, that was his nightmares. He was literally living a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she goes in there every time, and then she gets Frank involved, and she ends up basically killing him anyway, shooting him three times. But I mean, Frank finishes him off, but he would have bled out and died anyway.
Yeah. So Brett, she has a lot of scenes with Brett Mahoney as well, the sergeant, the detective sergeant, Royce Johnson.
Yeah. He was very good.
I thought he was really good, and he was always like, "What the fuck, man?" You know, he's always getting.
He never knew what was going on.
No, he's always either getting knocked out or stepped behind or fucking locked, like stuck in the police, in the ambulance. That was a great scene.
When
the ambulance goes off the edge.
Frank saves him.
Yeah, Frank saves him.
Yeah. Frank saves him. After Pilgrim runs him off the freaking freeway.
Brilliant. I just thought that was such a great scene. That was
steals Madani's car.
Yeah, and then steals Madani's car. So, Iqbal, there was obviously the big scene for Madani was the face off with Krista. I thought that was very good.
That was good. I mean, they kind of built up the tension. I thought they could have used the water in the kettle, possibly. I don't know if that was going to be part of it during the fight, because the kettle was going off in the background, wasn't it? Is it a kettle?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The tea. Yeah.
So, I thought that was a good effect, and I thought just the tension, you could just see something was gonna happen. But I'm very surprised she didn't die falling out of that window as well. She
pretty much bossed everything else. And what I used to love was whenever they showed her near a window, special effects of
she panicked.
Yeah, the panic attacks coming, and you can see how the director changes the view of what she's looking at, her view of the screen. And I always thought that was great. And at the start, I didn't understand what the fuck's that. Has she got a superpower? What is it? And obviously, you find out slowly, don't you, throughout the show, that she's got her own issues. People dying and stuff like that.
Well, to be honest, to get close to Billy Russo, you're going to have issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I think she obviously loved him for who he was because he reminded her of him, him of her. That was what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, went through the window.
Then they stab him with a letter opener, and then it's like they have sex right after. It's
oh
like,
my
you know,
god!
You,
yeah, I thought you know, that was like weird.
That's stuff like that's like all right, like two crazies together. But yeah, the scene with Madani was great. But I love how Madani picked up on the words that Russo said to Castle, and then she said the same thing, and then picked up on it and was like, "I think they're together, and he's been here the whole time." I liked how she picked up on that.
You know,
whatever phrase she used, I can't remember what it was, but.
I didn't even pick up on that until she mentioned it. I just thought she had a feeling over the phone as to why are you calling me right now? I didn't understand she said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
She repeats it to her. She repeats it to her.
She does.
She repeats it to her, and it was perfect. And I thought the scene, and then obviously the scene where he turns up and she sees him with the flowers. Russo.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
it's awful.
He's upset, and then he goes after her, and I thought that was great as well.
He comes in guns blazing.
I know. Madani versus. I mean, there was scenes with Frank versus, and then obviously after that, Frank versus Pilgrim in the hotel is great as well. Oh, yeah. You know, when they're busting the wall down in between the rooms.
Yeah, I mean they're using like AR-15. Like he's got an AR-15. That's
so many guns.
Somebody really cool guns. Yeah. Although I better be careful what I say because
Americans and guns.
I live in America. There's going to be a bunch of I don't own a bunch of guns. I just know about guns. It's okay.
That's fine.
I don't shoot through hotel walls.
We know you're a family man, Joey. We know you're a family man.
Yeah, yeah. So for
there's
every,
another scene. I mean, because we're just flying now and we're getting towards the end. The elevator scene with the cops I loved as well.
using the
zappers on him and everything. I just thought confined space. Fighting. Yeah. I love it because, and that's why I think if you both enjoyed that, you'll love Daredevil. Because honestly, some of the fight scenes are you've never seen anything like it. And the actor, I forget his name, he actually does did them in one, some of those fight scenes, he did them in one take. Like all of the whole thing on staircases in one take. It's honestly, Joey, when you watch
the guy who plays Daredevil, is that Stephen Amell?
No.
Oh, Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox
plays the TV show.
Yeah. So Charlie Cox, him, if you go, when you do watch it and you see some of those fight scenes, just remember, and what I'm saying is he actually does them in one take and you will be so like impressed. Honestly, definitely worth a go in those, definitely worth investing your time if you're like with your comic book stuff. So
another scene I really liked was he brought up the police and the elevator, and it wasn't the police, but it was when Pilgrim just, remember when Frank lets the, I guess it's the Russian, I guess he's Russian, when they're at the dinner, they're eating lunch, and he brings him into the limousine, and he brings him, and he leaves him, and he doesn't end up killing him because he feels bad that he has a family, and he lets him go. Yeah. But then Pilgrim, when they come out, the elevator shoots them all in the head.
Yeah.
So nonchalantly.
Yeah.
It's like three shots directly in the head, and he just walks away and puts his hat back on. It's hilarious.
Oh, it just shows the
he's just villain. So vicious.
He's a villain. Yeah, that's a villain, you know?
Yeah.
That was a villain.
Big time.
I think what I wanted to cover, the whole thing we've done. So, Iqbal, is there any other fight scene that you enjoyed because, or battle scene, because that's what The Punisher really is about, those action-packed scenes that are crazy. Yeah,
instead of talking about any scene in particular, I just want to, like, congratulate, like, the director and cinematographer on actually getting everything out. It's very, very difficult to direct action, and not many people can do it because if you notice, it's not that quick. You have to speed it up in certain ways in which you've got to point your camera in exactly the same direction and the correct directions at a certain amount of time. So if you notice the cuts, the editing is really quick and that actually speeds up the action. So if you notice next time you watch an action film, the really bad action films don't actually use, they don't edit their material very well, because they'll keep the scenes very long. So, I mean, I mean, on the other side to that, if you watch a film called Old Boy, which is absolutely fantastic, they use it all in one shot, but it's very continuous. And I like the fact how it's continuous all the way through, and there's a rhythm to the actual scenes in itself. So I just wanted to add that to it, basically, and just congratulate the director and the cinematographer on that, and the editor.
Well, you're another man that hasn't seen Daredevil, so let me tell you, go and watch that as well, because if you're impressed with this, that's going to blow you out of the water. Absolutely going to blow you away, because honestly, like I'm saying, Punisher's great. It's really good. I gave this a 7 just because of a lot of the flaws that Joey's coming up with that weren't even comic book related, just in terms of, you know, facial stuff and Russo's involvement. And it's a plot flaw, really. I know they turned it into a positive with the Krista stuff and how they got Punisher in the end or tried to set him up. That became a positive out of it all because it was very good and it played a big part in his mind. But it still felt like congestion of too many things and not enough focus on the real villain, who it should have been in my case. But I gave it this a 7. Joey, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? I know Iqbal's got his stuff in with the director stuff, which he's going to do as a filmmaker. But from a comic book side of things, anything else?
I talked about the things I don't like, but he goes back to being Frank. The last scene kind of was just, again, from a viewing, if you don't know anything about the Punisher, it was brilliant. But if you're a comic book guy like I am, it's like that would never happen. So I'm a little bit in between. Like, I understand, like, okay, he would never just, you know, it's the girl and he just lets her go. But there was one fight scene. I don't know if you guys remember. We talked about basically all of them. But remember when they were trying to, remember when they put the $5 million bounty on his head?
Yeah.
And there's like, I think it was 5 or 6 guys rolled up to him and he kills them in like 3 seconds. And his quote is they died from terminal stupidity, which is just so freaking funny.
Wasn't it? Like, I'm sure they speeded that up. I'm gonna have to watch that again. But
it's so funny. He literally shoots him. It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, crazy.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I didn't like Amy. She annoyed me the whole time. Even when her character did grow, so I'll give her. She had growth. I like that. When he's teaching her how to shoot, when he's teaching her how to take a gun off somebody, that stuff you would learn. What I do in Krav Maga, it's essentially, you know, that is stuff that you're really taught. I like the fight with Pilgrim and Curtis in the trailer. I thought that was a good one. Again, shout out to Curtis. I thought he was played such a great part. Other than that, though, I enjoyed it. I gave it an 8 out of 10. If she wasn't in it, and you know, I thought it was too many episodes, which Gags, you and I already talked about. We all talked about it. I didn't think it needed to be 13. Too much filler. I felt 10 was fine, would have been fine. Maybe 11 if you wanted to stretch it. But other than that, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Me too. There is parts of it that I think will always stay with me, so I'll enjoy that. Bits that I love, fight scenes that I loved. We've got 5 minutes left here because I said I'd promised Joey that we'd stick this to an hour. So, Iqbal, like you mentioned earlier about where they go next.
Yeah,
I think all of the shows, and this will be as well, are getting cancelled from Netflix because Disney are bringing their own streaming service soon. So obviously Disney have started their own Marvel shows, or going to start. They're reportedly starting their own Marvel and Star Wars type shows, live action shows. So I have a feeling that these are getting cancelled from Netflix because they need to have a clean cut. And a cutting of ties with Netflix before they get commissioned for Disney. And obviously, because that streaming service isn't launched yet, they can't officially do that. So I do think Daredevil, like, it was supreme stupidity to cancel Daredevil if it's not going to go again, because the way they leave it, and also its popularity is unbelievable, and how good it is. So Punisher as well, very popular. It does very well on Netflix. It's been the most popular show since it's been out, I think, over the last 10 days or so. I think it's going to be 10 days soon that it's been out. It's the most popular show on Netflix as well, the most watched. So I do think this will get cancelled. But the reason being, I think all of them are going to move over to to Disney Plus. Is it called Disney Plus, Joey? I think it's going to be.
I'm not sure, but that sounds about right, because I know like ESPN did ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of their content on there too.
Yeah.
They have to pay for now.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's going to be a season three. I think it's going to be, I mean, Disney's already made the move with almost every other one. Why wouldn't they do it with Punisher?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
it just makes too much sense.
Best thing with for Punisher is to go and mix in with the others. Like, I think if he was going to do another one, I would like to see him in a Daredevil again or something like that, because I think it plays off much better. Having multiple, like if he was in it with Bullseye, that would be fucking interesting. That would be really interesting. For example, in the fourth season of Daredevil, that would be really, really good. So things like that would interest me. So I kind of don't think, I think he plays it so well, Joey.
It's like
the perfect cast. I don't think they'll give up on it, but let's see. Let's see. That's my take on it anyway. But that's everything for Punisher, unless you got any last thoughts, guys, both of you.
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Joey? Same with me. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah. I gave it a 7 out of 10. Joey gave it an 8. Iqbal, what did you give it?
I'll give it an eight. A solid 8. Yeah.
Okay. And cause
he's
not here also gave it an 8. So just me being a bit moany.
I think he said 10 out of 10, didn't he?
No, up to 5. Episode 5, it was 10.
Oh, that's right.
And then
he also agrees that it kind of slowed.
But he, obviously on Twitter, it's hard to put your full analysis across like we have.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I wanted to ask you both, have either of you seen The Haunting of Hill House?
Oh, I don't watch horror. I don't do horror.
Oh, my God.
don't do that to me. I just don't like horror.
I love horror. Gags, I watched the first episode. I have not watched any since, not because I didn't like it, but because I watch other TV shows and, you know.
Joey, I need somebody to talk about that TV show, especially when you get to like episode 6 or 7 where it's
shot. I've heard it's fantastic.
It's the best episode of television I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because
I've heard it's shot in four shots.
The whole entire episode is done four shots. They've built a set that goes from scene to scene. And it took them months to build it. Oh, please, just try and watch it. I would love you two to be and Iqbal, if you could watch it in the daytime, don't get scared in the night, right? Watch it in the daytime. And reason being, because it would be good to get a director on to discuss it and how hard it is to do, because you'll get an appreciation. The twist is great. The whole show from me, there won't be a season 2 because it's all wrapped up. So it's a one-off show.
I did read that. Yeah, I did read that in an article, which is good. That way I don't have to feel like I'm catching up on it.
No, you're not. You're invested in one show, 10 episodes, and it's at the start, it's really good because it's focusing on each character, and it gives a nice depth to each character before everybody's together. And all of that is done. And I want to talk about that show on The Box. So if you guys, both of you, could give that a watch over the next month or so, that would be really good, because I think we could have a really good discussion. And it was a popular show on Netflix and a lot of people loved it. I think people would love to listen to a show about that as well. So if I can set you some homework, boys, that would be good. That would be good.
Right.
Yeah, we can do that on a Sunday night.
After you, I'll get to it.
There you go. That's it. I reckon you'll fly through you 2 episodes a night because it's pretty good, pretty addictive.
Yeah, and then if the wife's watching it, we'll watch it a lot. That's the way it works. You're married, you know.
I do. Well, thank you so much, Joey. Been a long time, but we'll do this again.
Yeah, man.
As I said earlier on the U podcast, Game of Thrones is coming, so that means all of us will be talking a lot more soon.
Very soon.
Iqbal, double duty. Fantastic, mate. Well done.
Thanks for having me, Gags. Thanks, mate.
You know, bus comes along, you know what they say, 2 come along at once.
Exactly. As long as you're not calling me a boss, it's
fine. That's fine, mate. So thank you both for doing this podcast with me. I really, really enjoyed it. I probably enjoyed the podcast more than I did the show. But no, I'm joking. But yeah, thank you so much for discussing it. Some fantastic points on this. If you enjoyed it, please do tweet us and let the boys know, because we had a bit of some of the director side of stuff, how it's written. And then we had the whole comic book end of it as well with Joey, which is invaluable, you know, especially for some of us that haven't read any of the comics. So it adds a lot more depth and I thought it was perfect. So thank you to both of these guys. A couple of things I should plug. If you're not on Discord, on AI, come and join us. There is a free section on there. You don't have to be a subscriber. There's a television and a movie side as well there where you can just chat movies and stuff and people will come and join you. Anfieldindex.com/Discord. I have to plug AI Pro. It's the stuff that really we are pushing all of our eggs into. The quality football content is all there. Everything, the sports science, the data analysis, the post-match reaction, everything, every single thing is there. So yeah, come along to AI Pro. If you're a Liverpool fan listening to this, you've got to be on it. Try it out for 7 days for free. Anfieldindex.com/join. That is the On The Box podcast. We'll be back very, very soon. I promise that this will be a lot more frequent as long as we can get people watching the right shows. So yeah, chat to you all soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.